Welcome to Quest for Gold. We start this week's episode going right back where we were 4 weeks ago, talking about coronavirus and the threat of COVID-19 impacting the games. Earlier this week, Dick Pound, a Canadian and longtime member of the International Olympic Committee, told the Associated Press, with the spread of coronavirus internationally, the IOC would have 3 months to decide whether or not the Games will be held as scheduled in Japan, adding that if the IOC at that point decides the Games cannot go forward as scheduled in Tokyo, you're probably looking at cancellation. Australian member John Coates, who heads up the IOC's inspection team for Tokyo, suggested a similar timeline. This prompted a quick response from the IOC that the games are still set to open July 24th and the Paralympics on August 25th. On Friday, IOC President Thomas Bach held a news conference with the Japanese media. He was asked point blank about the Pound comments. Bach saying, quote, "I think the facts speak for themselves, and we should also not forget that Dick Pound also said that the IOC is fully committed to having the opening ceremony there on July 24th in Tokyo. And this is, in fact, what we are working for, and we see great unity and solidarity of the Olympic movement with regard to that, to the preparations for the Games, and in particular, to the qualification." Asked how long the IOC could wait to make a decision to deliver the Games, Bach says he's not ready to add fuel to the flames of speculation, saying they're working in cooperation with the World Health Organization and the Chinese Olympic Committee and other national Olympic committees, pointing out that the Chinese wrestling team is now training in Serbia and the Chinese women's basketball team is practicing in Croatia. Bach again punctuating that the IOC is fully committed to the success of the Olympic Games in Tokyo in 2020. Reuters dug a little deeper, grabbing an interview with the Deputy Director General of Tokyo 2020 Preparation Bureau at the city government, in which the organizer said there is no plan B if leaders determine the coronavirus is too dangerous to hold the Games in July. However, adding, "We are not even thinking of when or in what contingency we might decide things. There is no thought of change at all in my mind, and there's no debate going on." Back here in the United States, I've been speaking with athletes. They still have not been given any formal guidance on changing plans for travel or competition ahead of the Games. They are being told to go full steam ahead with qualifications. United Airlines has announced it is suspending flights from O'Hare to Tokyo starting March 8th and running through March 27th. Flights from Los Angeles and Houston to Tokyo will be suspended until the end of April. As for qualifications, we had some more of them this last week. Congrats to the U.S. Women's Cycling Pursuit Team. They took the UCI Track Cycling World Championships in Berlin this week, reclaiming the title the U.S. has held for the last 3 years. Indiana's Chloe Dygert is on that team. They'll all be headed to the Olympics. 18-year-old Hannah Roberts of Buchanan, Michigan, that's in the southwestern portion of the state, is qualified for the Olympics in BMX freestyle. This will be the first Games with BMX as a sport. She started in the sport when she was 9 years old. U.S. women's basketball practice in Chicago a couple weeks ago. I had a chance to talk with Stephanie Dolson of the Chicago Sky. She's in the pool of potential roster selections, not only for 5-on-5 basketball, but also 3-on-3 in its inaugural Olympic event. You had mentioned that you played in China. What's going on with the coronavirus right now?
So the league has been postponed till March 15th as of right now. We've heard only rumors. We don't know what's going on, but we don't know really what's going on. We haven't been told a lot.
You been quarantined at all? How long? When were you there?
I wasn't quarantined. Okay. I got out before like the whole outbreak happened. Because I've been back since January 1st. Okay. So I'm all good.
Okay.
I got checked and everything. I'm good.
Have you heard stories about what's going on over there? Where were you at compared to where everything's breaking out with Wuhan? Do you have any idea?
No, I'm at least like 12 hours away. Okay. Like we were, China's so big. So where I was, the province was pretty far away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, are you in town taking part in the training for 3-on-3?
I am. Oh, I am.
Okay. So how did that all come to be?
Just Carol Callen of USA Basketball kind of reached out to me, and she basically was like, "Hey, there's a chance for you to try out for the 3-on-3. Would you like to try it?" I said, "Sure, why not?" As a part of being a part of the pool for the national team, I don't know I have great chances. Obviously there's a lot of bigs, there's a lot of great bigs on the team. So this just gives me another opportunity to play and hopefully make the Olympic first qualify and then make the Olympics in Tokyo.
What is the difference between 3-on-3 and 5-on-5 in your experience? Do you like it better? Is it more challenging?
It's hard to explain. I wouldn't say it's easier or, like, harder. It's just different. It's a totally different game. You know, it's so fast-paced. You kind of can't think about anything. You know, you miss a shot, it doesn't matter. You literally move on to the next thing because you're playing defense. And then it's just so quick. It's really physical, which I do enjoy. I like more of a physical game. So it's a completely different game, but I do enjoy it. It's fun.
I talked to Robbie Hummel on the men's side, and he said that you're so dead tired, but you like you want to get out. Yeah. Pretty much, you want to switch out. I mean, is that what you feel that like it's just exhausting compared to the 5-on-5?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm exhausted during 5-on-5 too. but it is exhausting. Like I said, it's more of like I don't know. It's almost like you have to be ready for like a marathon type, because you never know when the ball is going to stop and if you're going to get a sub. So you could be playing for 10 minutes straight. And even though it's half court, it's so much movement. So, yeah, it's definitely true. You got to be in good condition for it.
You watch the Olympics a lot growing up?
Yeah. I mean, here and there. I didn't watch a ton. We don't have a very sports family, so we didn't watch it a lot.
Have you been to Tokyo before?
I have not.
Is that part of the dream right there?
I would love to go, absolutely. The 3-on-3 is also really picking up speed, like, in popularity. So I think we're just really excited that we could have an opportunity, if I make the team, to be one of the first. You know, if we qualify and make it to the Olympics, this will be the first time the U.S. is in the Olympics for 3-on-3. So it's a special time for us to be a part of, you know, quote-unquote history.
Do you think the expectation, I mean, it's American basketball. I mean, we love our basketball. I mean, is the expectation gold or bust for 3-on-3, even though we've never seen it before, just because it's America and it's basketball?
I don't know, to be honest with you. No one really says that those types of things, you know, when we're trying out.
For 5-on-5, it's definitely gold or bust.
Right. Well, for us, it's just, I think, first we need to qualify. You know, we have, again, this is the first time for everything, so I'm not sure we have, you know, standards yet, but obviously we're American and we want to win, and we're very competitive people, so naturally gold is always our goal.
Stephanie did make the 3-on-3 roster for the qualifying tournament in late March in India, and that's the same tournament that Robbie Hummel will be taking part in on the men's side. You can hear our interview with Robbie Hummel in episode 26. The 2020 Olympics are still on. We're going to continue following developments when it comes to coronavirus, and we'll keep talking with athletes as they pursue their Olympic bids. Stay tuned next week for the next episode of Quest for Gold. I'm Ryan Burrow.